Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us right after lunch. We'll try not to make you go to sleep. I have two disclaimers before I start my presentation. I am the presenter of this information. I didn't participate in the project, and so at the end, if you have any questions, I will try my best to answer your questions, but if I cannot, then I will definitely get back with you about the question that you have. Secondly, I had spinal surgery just 1 week ago from today, so if I say something that doesn't make sense, I'm going to blame it on my pain medicine. And that's why I'm not standing either. It's more comfortable to sit. So the two ladies that worked on our project back in North Carolina, Amy Grimshaw and Beth Quinn. So I'm going to present about our immunization project evaluation. It was a project we did last year, and it was to increase immunization rates across our state. And we did a combination of using our registry, the North Carolina Immunization Registry, along with AFIX to accomplish raising immunization rates. So just some background information. The North Carolina Immunization Program began rolling out the NCIR in 06, and that was the private providers. In 05, we started with the local health departments, and we had to train the health departments over the course of 3 months because we had to get them from the old legacy system to the new system. So the training was very extensive, and it was very basic. So we have 100 health departments. We went out and we taught them how to enter clients into the registry, how to give doses both historically and from inventory, and then how to manage the client if they had any errors or they see anything to go back in and make changes, and then also inventory. We have an inventory module in our application, and we taught them how to manage their inventory to be able to order online through the NCIR. So the registry actually has a lot more capability, but those were just the two basic necessities that they needed to know from us to begin with. And we were really hoping that they would take it upon themselves to learn the rest of the system by looking at the user manual. But that was a very big dream we had that never happened, and so we shouldn't have thought that they would. We are a web-based application, so our registry is very user-friendly. And so where we are today, we have close to 17,000 users. We have 65 million immunization records in our system, and we have close to 1,300 providers that use our system on a daily basis. And we are 95% rolled out with the providers that are in our program, in the North Carolina Immunization Program. 95% of those users use the NCIR, and that's without a mandate. So we're very proud of that. So back to this project, we initially focused back in 05 and 06 on training those practices and health departments just really quick. So in-depth assessment training and report training was not provided at that time. And so what we've seen over the years is providers entering information incorrectly or not taking advantage of all the tools that we have in the registry for them to use, like assessment reports, reminder recall. They just weren't taking advantage of that because they weren't trained. So we took this opportunity to do a project and help our providers with more extensive training on the reports. So we talked about our current goals. We do have a multitude of reports available to providers to help them increase their immunization rates. And so we actually had, the IPE evaluation itself were new AFIX training. We created new AFIX training modules, and we used them during the standardized rollout. Our standardized rollout basically was created by our NCIR work group internally to make sure that we were training providers equally. We had at the time back in 05 and 06 about 11 or 12 regional consultants that would go out statewide and train in person the providers. And we came across different training methods that the consultants were using. So sometimes if a consultant felt more experienced in the inventory piece, they would train harder with the inventory and not so much the managing immunization part. So we created a standardized rollout, so no matter who the trainer was, when they went out to the provider, they were getting the same level of training. So with this project, we coupled it, an AFIX visit with our standardized rollout. So at 6 months after the provider had been using the NCI for 6 months, they received an AFIX visit. We used 59 providers for the study, and the population that was assessed was age 0 to 35 months. We did a series of hands-on learning exercises, and we taught them how to learn to run NCIR reports, how to obtain their real-time immunization coverage status on their patients, and to also teach them about the reminder recall functions that the NCIR offers, and so that they were also able to schedule necessary appointments for patients that were past due. So the performance measures that we had were how many providers implement the NCIR assessment procedures demonstrated and agreed upon during the AFIX visit, and then secondly, what was the effectiveness of the AFIX training and subsequent AFIX portion of the standardized NCIR rollout? So the baseline data, baseline assessment rate on average was 39.35%. And you might think, well, that is very low, and it is low. The reason why we feel like it was so low is because, especially in the private sector, they're not as good about inactivating patients when they leave their provider. So they will just keep them as an active patient, and so that brings down the overall percent for the provider. The health departments usually do a lot better job inactivating their clients, but these were private providers. The range of rates for the 59 providers were anywhere from 6.7% to 100%. The total number of reminder recall reports generated by these providers in 08 pre the evaluation project was 335 reminder recall reports. So the procedure was when they went out to do an on-site AFIX visit, they did it on-site at the six-month visit, and then they also did a post-visit online survey regarding the effectiveness of the actual visit. Then, lastly, they received a follow-up phone survey just to go over the strategies, if they actually took the tips that were offered to them during the live visit or if they had not implemented them. So the results of the project were the follow-up assessment rate average was 47.35%. The range of rates were anywhere from 24 to 80, almost 88%, which was an increase in rate by about 8 points. And the total number of reminder recall reports generated in 2009 was 811. And then the total number of reminder recall reports generated by the 59 providers January through mid-August were 323. And this is the preliminary data because the project wasn't finished by the time we wrote the abstract for this presentation. But if we were to take the 323, because that was just halfway through the year, we expected that probably over 600 reminder recall letters would have been generated if the project would have finished and we would have based the information after the project was already finished. So the 323 was the preliminary.